Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have with us Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us in the studio today. Lots of excitement going on, programs and all, and a new initiative to tell us about.
Yes, this is an exciting announcement that actually there was a joint news conference on Thursday, April the 4th with Kansas State University and the University of Kansas Health System. And they announced a partnership to support rural health care and communities. And so really at the initial stages of this partnership, but working together to explore ways to support the health care and rural communities. And they understand that with K-State Research and Extension, we have a presence in all 105 counties in the state of Kansas. And so that's really where the bedrock of that partnership is, because of that connection we have to our local communities. This partnership is a first of its kind collaboration that brings together the land grant mission, Kansas State University Extension, and the statewide presence of K-State through K-State's Research Extension system with expertise and experience of the state's only academic health system, University of Kansas Health System. So I've been sharing some information about our next-gen land-grant university strategic plan, also about K-State 105, so both of those entities are part of this as well. But as a next-generation land-grant university, K-State has identified community health and well-being as a focus area for engagement and transforming lives in Kansas. And so this is an exciting partnership. Again, it's just at the very initial stages, so really don't know what maybe that looks like. But I think there's opportunity to be really creative and innovative. Think outside the box about what healthcare can be. And so the two organizations have identified healthcare areas for initial project focus. And those are strategies to keep care local, so people do not have to travel hours away to get care. And it may be at that general practitioner level, primary care, or it may be more specialist care. Also, caregiver support for patients with dementia, important as our population ages, and we may have more of those diagnosed with dementia. Increasing access to digital and telehealth resources. Our K-State Research and Extension offices could possibly be that local resource for that digital access. You know, we have offices in all 105 counties. So a few others, which this one really speaks to me, but programming focused on behavioral health needs in rural communities. And I've seen that, and I've shared information about that in my work in our stress and resiliency team, working with our ag community and our youth, I know as well. So again, focusing on behavioral health needs in rural communities, addressing the OBGYN high-risk pregnancy provider shortages. And we know that that's something that we experience here locally. And of course, many counties across the state also experience that. And then some grant writing and facilitation resources as well. So we know that communities, large and small across the state, have similar goals to create a great place to live, work, and enjoy life. And this partnership, of course, will impact many of those areas. K-State and its extension offices address health challenges already. We provide a lot of educational programming. You know, you hear Chelsea, our nutrition, food safety, and health agent, talk about that. The work that Janae McNally does in adult development and aging and family resource management. So when we talk about health, we're not talking only about physical health, but we talk about emotional, financial, mental health as well. So many aspects of health. So again, this is a pilot project. This collaboration or partnership is just beginning. So I'm really excited to learn more about it. And certainly we'll come back and share more information. And that information will be available in the state as they progress through what this looks like.
I'm kind of half and half on this. I'm excited to hear that these things are being addressed and that there are going to be programs in place to help support these. And the other half of me is thinking, good grief, what is the state of healthcare right now if all of this really needs to be brought forward at this time? So, yeah, a little bit scary, but also a really wonderful idea that it's going to be taken care of, or at least a way found so that these things are available.
I'm excited to see also like the preventive aspect of this,
because that's a big part of it.
A lot of the programs and educational opportunities that we have works at prevention. And so it'll be interesting to see how that will coordinate with this new partnership as well.
Right. Instead of just coming along and putting a Band-Aid on it, address the underlying causes first. Mm-hmm. Good idea. And yes, I do want to hear more about this as it comes along, as you get more details and as the programs are pushed out. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. Good stuff
to hear about. You know, care is a big thing.
Yes.
And the more we can get of that, the better we are. So thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredithine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.